The good and the bad. The news of the day. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. Try to make it as smooth as we can on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I don't know where McFadden is. He's supposed to be around somewhere, but I do know that the Queen of Cheap has some Valentine's Day deals.
Oh, yes.
Big deals, right, coming up?
She loves us.
She
big
does love
Valentine's
us.
Day deals. Don't forget Valentine's Day this weekend.
Yes,
actually,
it is.
Friday. It's Friday.
Right.
Some wonderful deals for you.
So why not celebrate all week long? If you have somebody in your life you love, why not?
I'm accepting applications.
I like that idea.
Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer is here. Kenny is here. Roberta is here.
Where's Richie?
I don't know. Who knows? He'll be around.
The bum.
Okay. So we have good news and bad news. Which would you prefer to have first?
I always like the good news first.
Good news first, okay? Average U.S. rates for fixed mortgages fell last week.
Ooh.
Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, we're talking about 30-year rates down to 4.23%. From 4.32% the week before that. The average now for a 15-year loan is 3.33%.
Wow.
Mortgage rates have been about a full percentage point less this year than last year. Because remember when they started going back up again?
Yep.
Excuse me, last year. This is good news for the home buyer, not good news for the economy. Because when the interest rates are low like this and stay low like this, it means the economy is weak. No matter how many people are working, not important. You hear all these people, these blowhards saying, oh, the economy is getting better. Because they're trying to warm up people's interest before the November election, trying to fool you to tell you that things are better than they really are. Okay. And
well,
here's,
that's what happens right before the election.
Yeah.
Gas prices go down.
Oh. Well, here's
right?
The bad news, Roberta. The AAA says that higher gas prices are coming this spring. Average price.
The travel season.
Right. Average price for a gallon of gasoline in the U.S. right now is $3.27, down 5 cents from January 1st. However, the prediction is that the nationwide average price will go up to about $3.55. And may even get as high as $3.75 around Memorial Day. That's lower than the high last year of $3.79.
But I don't understand it. Isn't oil production pretty set? I mean, don't they like usually get the same number?
So this is all a job.
All
this is getting hosed. This is a job like you wouldn't believe. It really is.
Like, why does it vary as much as it does?
It varies because they like playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is.
Because the more they can confuse you, the less you'll ask questions.
Roberta, you've been watching the Olympics?
A little bit of it, yeah.
What did you find so far the most rewarding thing that you saw?
So I love to watch the snowboarding stuff.
Because?
Because I like snowboarding.
Why?
You should know that.
All right. Now I think about it, yes. Roberta and I had a weekend a long time ago. We went to a ski lodge, and I was taking skiing lessons, and she was...
I was snowboarding.
She's actually a good skier.
I'm an excellent skier. I'm a lousy snowboarder. Because I wiped out, I broke my wrist.
Right.
Don't they say you can do one or the other pretty well, that it's hard? Most people can't do both.
I think snowboarding, you have to start when you're a little younger. I was about 40 years old at that time. That was way too old to start snowboarding. You know, you're
going
to start that sport when you're much lower to the ground.
But it's a little easier to get up after you get down there. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, big news for those of you who are into eating beef. Where is the beef? Well, the Northern California company, according to the story today at DougSteffen.com, recalling 8.7 million pounds of beef products. Because it processed diseased and unhealthy animals without a full federal inspection. That's a year's worth of meat products, a year's worth, processed by Rancho Feeding Corporation, which has been under scrutiny by the USDA, the Food Safety Inspection guys. Agents said it would that without a full inspection, the recall products are unfit for human consumption. They don't really know that. But they are speculating that without inspection. Now, I will tell you, And I'm not a fan of beef, and it has nothing to do with you know, with any of my farming attributes. But I will tell you that the Food and Drug Administration, the meat inspectors, don't do their job pretty much at all anywhere. So for this to happen, there's got to be something else going on here. There's something with this company. Somehow they have fallen into a circumstance where they're being scrutinized for something else. Because these inspectors, they sit there and read the newspaper all day. They don't do anything. At slaughterhouses and
processing
plants.
They're after them for something else.
They are. They're after them for something else. So anyway, whether or not this is of legitimate interest to you, most of the time when there are recalls like this, if there's a problem with meat or you know beef, pork, whatever, you just cook it and cook it and cook it. If you want to keep it, you cook it well.
It's a good rule anyway.
You cook everything out of it. You don't do raw. You don't do rare. You don't do medium rare. You cook it and you cook it. Last Friday night, I was with a group of friends, radio friends, at dinner. We went to eat at a restaurant in Dallas, and I almost had to leave the table because the people who were there eating, they were ordering beef, and they ordered it in. It just disgusted me. It really did.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to dinner with you. I'm a rare, rare, rare.
Well, that's
You'd
what
be
they
okay
did.
With me,
and it's so gross. Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh no, it's wonderful.
Yeah. It's rare, pardon the pun, that I eat meat, yeah. But when I do, it better be cooked.
If I'm going to pay $40-$50 for a steak at a steakhouse, I want it rare.
First of all, you're dumb enough to pay $40 or $50 for
this is true.
You get what you deserve, baby. A lot of discussion, emails from people who are interested in Kenny. I think we had some of this on our Facebook and Twitter accounts as well. The announcement last week that
is everybody okay?
Take three. CVS was going to halt tobacco sales.
Halt.
So here are some of the comments. Remember this, right? They announced that they will no longer sell tobacco products. Let's see here. Peter says, the significance of CVS's decision is a corporation having the will to act based on principles, even if it hurts the bottom line. Tom writes, don't kid yourself. CVS doesn't expect this ultimately to hurt its bottom line. It'll find ways to offset the short-term hit in sales. Neil writes, cigarettes account for a small fraction of the sales at CVS. Mm-hmm. How many people stop in to buy things there knowing that they can get smokes? How many go in for smokes and grab something else while they are in there?
They're making room for pot.
That's what it is. Brian writes, if CVS, Roberta, if CVS were really serious about promoting wellness, it would stop selling candy and sugary drinks.
That's
obesity.
True.
You know, the interesting thing about that, here in Massachusetts, as a matter of fact, the town where I live in the county, Middlesex, they are going to open 20 medical marijuana dispensaries in this county.
Mm-hmm.
And Framingham is one of the places where they're going to open a dispensary. And there's this whole big thing about rezoning. Somebody actually suggested to me that I rezone my farm so that I could put a marijuana growing facility here. And it actually would be good. You have to be a non-profit in order to do it. That's part of the law.
That's kind of what your business has been for the last few years.
That's certainly what the farm has been. I'll tell you that. Anyway, so what about principle over profit? Some people say it's a good step. Some people think that it's an offense to those who are smokers who have their rights. Why? I mean, I couldn't really begin to understand that one.
What does that mean?
Why is it of the because, well, I'm going to speculate here. I don't know exactly what this person means, but I saw a note, Jennifer, about this person being concerned that in the last 5 years, smoking has been banned in public establishments in my state, Minnesota. Cigarette taxes have increased, and employers are increasingly penalizing workers who smoke. Many may instinctively applaud these developments as progress, but remember the idea of liberty and respecting minority rights. Enough already. Smokers need to stand up because we, too, have rights.
Yeah, the thing with products that you smoke, anything that you smoke is that it affects other people more than you eating too much, drinking too much.
Right. Those are individual.
Snorting,
right about that.
You know, snorting or injecting
yep.
too much.
Yep.
So I get that because, and maybe I appreciate it because I'm a non-smoker, but, you know, I do think if people want to smoke at home, I mean, there are ordinances in Los Angeles where you can't even smoke in your own home or in your car.
Really?
And I think that is ridiculous. That's just too far. I mean, don't do it in public maybe because it's infringing on my rights to be able to breathe clean air, but if you want to do it at home, by all means.
All right. Jennifer has the story of an important cancellation in television. Television news about a half hour from now. Roberta.
Lots of cancellation news today, by the
way. Oh, no.
Right around the corner, Roberta has her Queen of Cheap Deals. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow, 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 wow,
it's
wow.
Roberta Bussanelli. Roberta has the home court advantage, ladies and gentlemen, bringing
oh, yes.
you up to date with all the Valentine's Queen of Cheap specials this week.
Yes, some special deals to bring out for your honey or someone else that you're just trying to impress. Right. We got CVS. They have Russell Stover or Whitman's Candy or 7 to 12 ounce, 12 ounce. Buy one, get one free. So buy one for your wife, buy one for your girlfriend. Limit six in case you have a lot of them. The Body Shop,
$10. A lot of girlfriends? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, a lot of girlfriends. Right. Limit six. The Body Shop, save $10 off a $20 purchase. We have the coupon code for you at DougSteffen.com in the Queen of Cheap section. And Fredericks of Hollywood. Remember Fredericks of Hollywood? They've kind of been like overshadowed by Victoria's Secret, but they're still
the
around.
Stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. 30% off. We've also got custom photo mugs. Put your mug on a mug. And free shipping on jewelry at Amazon.
Really? All right, that's it? You're not going
to
tag it up?
Well, I have music, so I'm supposed to shut up, right?
No, you get 10 seconds to shut up.
Oh, that's okay. Free shipping, one-day shipping at Amazon.com if you buy your lovey some jewelry there. Check it out.
All right, boys and girls, 21 after on Good Day.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thank you.
CBS coverage of what?
This is the song that they would use for CBS golf coverage.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, but it is. And every time I hear it,
what's this got to do with golf?
It was just kind of like that. You can put that golf voice over it.
Really?
Tiger Woods back here on the main hole.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods. Put in for two.
Up next with what's the girlfriend's name? What's her name? What's
Lindsay
the girlfriend's
Vaughn.
Name? Lynn? Huh? Lindsay Vaughn, is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Lindsay Vaughn. Wait a minute, why are you turning it down? Is there other...
I'm not going to hear Jim Nance's voice over this, so it
there
just seems
no
weird.
There is no vocal
me.
With this, though, now that I think about it, is there, Kenny?
No.
This was the instrumental. He had three hits. This was one, and the other two were just him grunting.
Who's he?
Mostly Barry White.
Ah.
The leader, the conductor of the Love Unlimited Orchestra. With something we ought to play a lot of this week, Valentine's Week. How's everything going in that department?
Fascinating guy. Troubled kid, spent time in jail.
Barry White.
Mm-hmm. Realized when he was in jail, like Oakland kid, I think. Yeah, at Oakland. Yeah. Realized when he was in jail that music was his thing, and when he got out,
yep.
Full speed ahead, and look where he ended up.
Yep. Amazing. He ended up dead, but not until he had lots and lots of success entertaining. He was the one, I don't know whether Elvis did it first or he did it first, take his sweaty scarf and throw it into the audience.
That was a hot, sweaty scarf, by the way.
Well, hot, sweaty, whatever. But what's the story?
Elvis was around first, so. But
yeah,
Elvis did it.
Well, I mean, this song was big in 1974, Richie.
Here we are at Augusta. Enjoying the beautiful roses.
I think he's getting nude about a 9-iron on me.
Nude about a 9-iron.
About a 2-wood.
Cinderella story. Cinderhole.
By the way,
you know what's funny? I'm laughing, but I've never watched golf enough to play with you guys on this game.
Bill Murray, who was the originator of that, is in this latest movie that George Clooney has put together called Monuments Men.
Yeah.
And you know what I did last night? We went to see Monuments Men
Only
and forgot
movie?
All about the Beatles special that was on last night. Yeah, it was completely, we were discussing whether to go or not to go, and then, let's go. And I forgot completely about the Beatles. We could have stayed home and watched that, and this is your fault.
Whose fault?
Meredith is sitting here.
Oh, okay.
I'm teasing her. No, not my fault. Actually, it is mine because I was really intent on watching it. Now, so why did it just go out the window like that? I don't know, but Kenny saw it, and he thought it was very good. Right?
I did. I enjoyed it very much. It was great to see Paul and Ringo together on
what
stage.
What a treat.
It was a lot of fun.
You should be able to catch it on demand, Dougie.
Yeah, that's what I figured because I was NyQuil'd out by the time it came on, so I figured, okay, I'll be able to get it, even if it's on YouTube.
Why are you taking NyQuil? That's really not good for you.
Really?
NyQuil will help you.
I slept like a baby, man.
No, it's habit for me. What's the matter with you?
A habit for
me. It is habit for me.
If you take it once when you have a cold, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not like you're swigging it in the boy's locker room.
If you use that stuff to go to bed, to go to sleep.
No, I used it for the cold. Can't you hear
You mean, because Richie sounds like this when he talks?
Exactly.
Yeah, call
no,
it
you didn't notice he has a cold, really, Dougie?
Of course I noticed it. After you said, Richie, what's
Richie,
wrong with you?
Richie, are you sick? Yeah, because right. I care. Some empathy. You want to borrow some?
So is it habit forming if you have a cold? Do you need to have the cold for the rest of your life for it to be habit forming?
I think if you use this stuff, there is a lot of information, Richie, which I would send your way, about sleeping and the way to get to sleep naturally. There's an app,
you think,
as a matter of fact.
I'm having trouble sleeping that I'm taking it.
Well, you have had trouble sleeping since you started having your cancer treatment.
Right, yeah.
So, and that's what I'm concerned about.
I can assure you.
You really
it's
okay?
Not because of the sleep.
He's just sick.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. There is an app for sleeping. How many of you have used or seen this? There's
I used
a new...
to have one that would monitor your sleep, yes.
No, this is, well...
What does it count sheep for you?
It... no,
wish,
but...
it's monotonous.
It's called, it's called the Lark. All right, you can't talk about it because it's 20 and after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. My motto is, treats for treats, not treats for tricks. If you want to give your dog some goodies a few times a day, or if you want to let your cat lick the bottom of your yogurt container, that's fine with me. But the extra food should never be held out as a reward for good behavior. In order to communicate with your pet in a healthy context, you should never have to bribe them. Think about this. Think about if every time I wanted a cookie, my mother would make me sing God Bless America. When I got that cookie, you bet I'd be really protective over it. Here's my feeling, okay? I believe in treats. I believe you should give your dog treats. You should give your cat healthy treats, but not make them perform for them. If your dog is just being a good dog hanging around and you want to give it a cookie, go give it a cookie. But again, don't make the dog or cat do things for it. The most important thing to remember is by rewarding your dog with a treat or a biscuit, what you're doing is reinforcing that need to always have a biscuit around. You always have a hug. You always have a kiss. You always have a good boy, a good girl. That works a whole lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Somebody should be saying it's 33 past the hour.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yes, it is. And it is 33 after. You're right about that, Rich. Thank you.
Tick-tock.
Okay, so Rich is here. Jennifer is here. Roberta is here. Ken is here. It would appear the gang is all here. So we've been doing sort of a round-the-table consensus of who's watched the Olympics or how, who's paying attention to the Olympics, other than knowing the U.S. has four medals so far in third place. Richie, have you spent any time watching the Olympics?
You know, we always watch a good bit of it. The kids enjoy it. My wife enjoys it a good bit. And I like the snowboarding events.
Boy, this
my wife loves the skating.
I thought the sky was about as beautiful and clear and blue as I've seen a sky in a long time there. I don't know that I watched. I was trying to figure out how people do some of the things that they do. Like what is it in the, they create, is that snowboarding where they create these big valleys and you go back?
Yeah, it's called half pipe.
Yeah. Half pipe. Is that snowboarding?
Yes.
That's snowboarding, yes.
Wow. How do they do, jump up, they go around?
Isn't that incredible?
Right, yeah. Really looks like, that takes some talent, I think. Takes a lot of talent.
Yeah. You know what I don't understand? I don't understand the cross-country skiing and shooting.
The biathlon.
Yeah. Where they cross-country ski, and then they stop, and then they lay down, and they shoot a target, and then they get back up on their skis, and they ski some more, and then they stand up, and they shoot a target. Would it be more fun if they were shooting while they were skiing?
You know, what I was thinking about, and Sean, my son, and I were discussing, is how this event even came about.
Right, Jack Bauer.
Right.
Jack Bauer on vacation.
Not so much Jack Bauer.
Yeah, here's a great idea.
I thought
Jack
back
Bauer
to
wouldn't stop.
Shooting.
My friend's dad was in World War II, and he was one of the, I don't know what they call it, ski patrol or whatever like that. Uh-huh. And he would ski in Germany, and they would go on raids and missions and stuff like that. So
really?
Maybe something grew out of that. I don't know, but it's pretty interesting to wonder where that came from, and I'm going to have to look it up right now.
Yeah. All right. So look it up and get back to us, Rich, will you?
I'm glad you've finally realized that there is such a sport as snowboarding, that the valley thingy is called a half pipe.
Thank you, Rich.
The valley thingy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's very good. Thank you very much for that. I'm very concerned, and I'm going to follow up on this with you for a moment. The sleeping Richie, since he's had his cancer treatments last summer, has had trouble sleeping. So every once in a while, we have conversations about this on the air and off the air, because as your friend, I always want you to know at least what I'm thinking, because I figure I have your best interest at heart,
yep.
And having you around is probably in my best interest, too.
Correct.
So listen, it's a two-sided
yes, it process. Is.
Anyway, so this app called The Lark, Roberta was interested, so I did a little bit more research, quick research, Roberta.
Uh-huh.
The Lark. It's basically a teaching mechanism. If you awaken more than 10 times a night, it makes you aware of it. And if you are waking up that much, you're supposed to see a doctor about sleep disorders.
Like
if you have sleep apnea, mm-hmm. that can have a major impact on your health and well-being. And a lot of people don't even know that they have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't know that at all. So, number one with this, I found the Lark because I was thinking about Richie, but...
I know what mine is.
You know what your problem is?
Oh, sure. When you have chemotherapy, it affects your liver.
Yeah.
Because your liver is your body oil filter, basically.
Yeah,
it cleans
right.
all of the toxins out of
right.
it.
Yep.
Well, the liver is still infected with all of the gunk from the chemotherapy, and it's trying to clean it out.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating when I went to get my last body scan that showed that I'm clear of cancer. The woman there was saying, how are you sleeping? And I said, I'm waking up. And she says, what time of the night are you waking up? I said, 3 a.m. She goes, that's your liver. And I said, how do you mean? And she says, she's into acupuncture.
Yep.
And how there's this body clock.
Yeah.
And depending on what time of the night you wake up, it's a sign to a different thing. So, sure enough, 3 a.m., I'm waking up. So she's like, when you wake up in the morning, rub the soles of your feet because that is the point
sure.
where...
Yep.
Congratulations.
You're learning all this stuff. The acupressure points
right.
that connect to the liver and the spleen and, to a lesser extent, the kidneys are all in the ball of your feet.
Yeah, so she said that gets the blood moving
yes.
in those organs.
It does.
So it'll help clean up. So bottom line is my body's still cleaning out all of the toxins.
You know
the
what else is good for you?
And once I clean it out, I'll be fine, but I just have to get through that.
Rub the skin between your index finger and your thumb as well. Rub the skin between your index finger and your thumb.
I thought
thumb.
That was a kung fu trick.
No, well, it may be. But
is it going to make me fall down?
No.
I heard that gets rid of a headache.
It's a very good point, pressure point for toxins. Between your finger and your thumb.
Which one? Either one?
Which finger or
right.
which thumb?
Doesn't matter. No, seriously, does it matter?
No.
By the way, the biathlon, has its origin in Norwegian soldiers from the military, and it started as a Olympic event in 1924 games.
Speaking of shooting things, Monuments Men was the big movie of the weekend, and went to see it last night, thought that it was what you would expect from Clooney and all of his pals getting
fun.
Together to make a movie. I don't know if I'd say fun, Richie. I thought what was most interesting is Bill Murray being in it and trying to figure out why he was there. Apparently, he is so difficult and
no, hard. Clooney.
He's not easy to work with.
No. Clooney.
No, I'm talking about Bill Murray.
Right, no, but not with Clooney. With Clooney, he's going to, because that's his buddies.
Right.
Those are all his buddies. He's not going to be difficult with them.
No, but that's what I'm thinking, or what I'm saying, is it was, you wondered at first why Murray was in a movie like this, and then you sort of got it as you went along. He added a dimension, a character dimension, that wasn't present in anybody else.
He's a great actor. He really is.
Goodman is what you would expect from him, a little more serious than his usual stuff. It was actually a pretty serious movie.
I heard an interview with Clooney the other day.
Yeah.
And how he's really just trying to make all of the movies that Hollywood doesn't want to make anymore.
Yeah.
And like this movie.
Yeah.
And the way he does it is he gets all of his friends to agree to get paid on the back
end.
Take
the back end, exactly.
And it basically makes it so cheap for the studio
on
the front end.
They can't say no.
That they can't say no.
Right. Yeah, very smart.
And Clooney is just like, forget it. I'm going to make the movies I want to make, and here's how I'm going to do it. And I have enough friends, and I have enough pool that if I walk in and say, here, you've got all of us and this script, and it's only going to cost you this much, how can you not make this movie? Yeah.
And then that's what they did. And in this circumstance, he directed it himself to cut the expenses even more.
Right.
He served as the, he was basically the casting director. And it was an interesting story about him sending an email or texting to Matt Damon, what are you doing early in the spring? This was last year. He sent him a text about this time last year and said, what are you doing early in the spring? And Damon sent him back, nothing yet. And so he emails him the script for the movie. And Damon calls him up and says, is this your way of telling me you want me to do the movie? And Clooney says, yeah. And we're going to start in 2 weeks. See you then.
And you don't
and
say
he did
no.
the same thing
you
with know? The rest of them. No, you're going to say no to him.
So, but it makes me wonder. If all of these movies that Clooney does, like this, are successful and then end up making 70, 80, 100 million bucks, whatever it is, why wouldn't the studios go, I don't need you to make it cheap. I want to own it. I want to, I'm in.
That's a, they're I don't
stupid.
Have, yeah, they are stupid. Yeah. That's right. You're right. I mean, they back the wrong movies and the wrong guys.
Right.
That's what they do. It's just stupid. You know something with these guys all together, even if it's not a great movie, it's gotten panned
people will see it.
By a lot of critics, but people are going to go see it. People like me who are looking for something that's good. There was no real shoot 'em up. You know, a couple of guys, one of the interesting players in this is the guy who's the father on Downton Abbey. Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's
I'm cleaning my mouse, and I always accidentally push the button. Sorry about that.
The guy, Hugh Bonneville, who plays the patriarch on Downton Abbey.
Lord Grantham, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, why do they call it Downton?
That's
where it is. It's Downton. That's the name of the place.
That's the name of the town?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, move along.
Just think if they were downtown Downton.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he's in this as a sort of disgraced British soldier who makes a bad game. But there's when you see that, I heard the ladies walking out of the theater, and they were talking about Downton Abbey, he's Downton Abbey. It was really funny, the impact that television show has had on people and their viewing choices.
Mm-hmm.
It really is people extraordinarily popular. Yeah, very, very much so. All right, over the weekend, Jennifer.
Yes, Dougie.
I'm sure you went to this. The pot industry had its Oscar awards this weekend. Marijuana industry, with things looking good for it, this was the Los Angeles Cannabis Cup.
Funny, I didn't get invited.
No, really?
Mm-mm.
Sponsored by the magazine High Times.
So someone must have smoked my invitation.
This is the magazine of the stoner culture.
Yeah, no, that's been around for a long time.
Expected, there were 10,000 people in L.A. over the weekend. This is twice as many as turned out the year before last. And the reason that there are more people is because of voter approval of marijuana legalization in Colorado and Washington. So there are more and more people going to things like this. And the highlight of the weekend was the president's the analysis of the president's remark that pot is no worse than alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
This created a big buzz for the marijuana industry, marijuana consumers, and so they wanted to acknowledge this. This is the biggest year in the 40 years of publishing High Times.
I find it fascinating.
That's been around for 40 years, that magazine?
Yeah.
I remember seeing it.
Roberta.
I remember seeing it on the newsstands.
Yeah. You saw it on the newsstand? They used to sell on newsstands?
Yeah,
really?
You go to a magazine shop. Oh, yeah. Bookstore with a magazine shop, absolutely.
I never saw it either, Dougie. It makes you feel better. Never saw it.
All right, so
I just find it fascinating that we're all so anti-smoking now.
And we laugh about marijuana.
Yeah, the marijuana.
They had, among the prizes, Richie,
the new it.
The best, the judges rate the best marijuana. I thought, isn't all marijuana the same?
I want to be on that judging panel.
No,
it's not all the same.
No.
Apparently it all has different tastes and does different things.
Really? There are hybrid strains.
Yep.
And they also rated hashish. And other forms of, is hashish a type of marijuana?
Hashish is like boiled down marijuana.
What do you mean boiled down? What does that mean?
Well, it's kind of like, I'm trying to figure out an analogy. It's the difference between soup and gravy. So marijuana would be soup and the hashish would be the gravy.
So okay. It's stronger.
Mm. Stronger. Well, it's like it's distilled down into like little little pellety type things. You know, it's like if you took marijuana and you boiled it and then you boiled it
Roberta,
down.
You convinced me. You know, I got it.
And she just knows her research.
You take this down into your
check
lab.
Check for Roberta's recipe at DougStephan.com.
Right.
There's also
the queen of hashish next
at the.
Yeah, send me samples. I'll tell you about it.
All right. So they rated glass bongs, pipes, vaporizers, and other accessories to be used in the use. There's a new product called Vape Exhale.
All right, we don't need to get into the details here.
Why? You don't think this is interesting?
If I were riding around in the minivan, I wouldn't want my kids to be hearing about all the tools used to.
You think these are grown-up things.
These are grown-up things.
All right, well, listen, I've just been chastised, so I guess we'll put things aside for a moment. And just after the next several recorded announcements, you'll hear Jennifer do the television report, which will be much more uplifting and much more upstanding, I think, according to Rich.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle experts. Lots of couples will be looking to book weekend getaways for Valentine's Day. However, don't lose out on the chance to offset costs with travel rewards points because your card restricts you to airfare. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
Many travel rewards credit cards restrict how you can use points or exclude popular dates you want to travel, like Valentine's Day. Use your travel points and celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. The Bank America Travel Rewards credit card gives you the freedom to use points on a variety of travel purchases. With this card, points don't expire. There's no limit to the points you can earn, and there's no annual fee. Points add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, receive an annual 10% customer points bonus on total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account. The Bank America Travel Rewards card can help make your romantic getaway even more rewarding.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
All right, let's check Jimmy Fallon's ratings, first of all, from his last show, Jen.
Oh, my gosh. Lots of cancellation news today, Dougie.
Well, I was trying to do the good stuff first before you get the bad news or get the good news.
You this really you want the good news first? We don't want the good news first.
Oh, we don't? You want to wait? What did you say?
I said we don't have it up and ready to go yet. We have the bad news up and ready to go first. That's where we start, and then we'll end with the good news, I promise.
Okay.
All right, Fox has canceled The X Factor after 3 seasons after declining ratings.
Wow.
Done Friday. That Simon Cowell is done, The X Factor done, but he is going to return to the UK version of the show.
He's always done that. He goes back and forth.
He goes back and forth, but here's my prediction. You want to hear it? You want to write it down?
Sure,
I think American Idol will do its last season in the next couple of years, and he'll come back for the last season of American Idol.
What do you think?
That's an idea. All right, there is a cancellation that we talked about last week. Michael J. Fox. NBC removed his comedy, The Michael J. Fox Show, from the primetime lineup, but good news, Dougie, this one for you. He has gone back to The Good Wife already. Within a week, he got his show canceled. Now he's back to work on The Good Wife.
He plays an unpleasant lawyer, unlikable lawyer.
A nemesis is how they describe him for Juliana Margulies.
Right.
He'll be back already on March 9th. And then Anderson Cooper experiencing a bad day. Another one of his shows canceled by CNN. He had like a million of them, so I think he's just down to one now. But CNN canceled Anderson Cooper 360 later.
Yeah. Can somebody explain to me the controversy on the Biggest Loser winner?
Yeah.
Biggest winner loser?
This woman lost weight. She lost weight on the show. And then they send them home for a while before the finale. And then they all come back at the finale after they haven't seen each other for a while. And they step on the scale. And whoever wins that is the biggest loser. And this woman went from like a size 20 to a size 0. And so people were saying, okay, she did a great job, but is it a little too great? Did she lose too much weight? Was she unhealthy? Did she have help? How did she get to be a size 0? It's pretty skinny, and she looks very skinny.
Yeah, she got down to 105 pounds.
It looks awful. Wow. I saw a picture of her yesterday. It was awful.
But she blew out all the records for that. Now, also American Idol news that I wanted to bring up for Roberta. Adam Lambert, your old favorite, and Chris Daughtry are going to return to American Idol this month, taking part in a new competition called Randy Jackson's Boot Camp.
Ooh.
It'll air on the 18th of February. Set your DVR.
I think that's interesting you would say that about Simon going back to American Idol. It makes a lot of sense.
Don't you
51,
think?
Yeah, it makes sense. 51 after.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with an overview of important medical news over this past week, including the overview of what caused Philip Seymour Hoffman. This is what's so ridiculous. It's still to be undetermined. They found him with a needle in his arm. I mean, what kind of foolishness is
this
that?
This is amazing. Film star Philip Seymour Hoffman apparently died of a heroin overdose. He was actually found, you're right, unresponsive on the bathroom floor with a syringe in his left arm. But according to New York City's chief medical examiner, the cause of his death remains undetermined, and more study is needed. But heroin actually does kill you. It stops you from breathing. It makes you forget to breathe as you fall asleep. It can also cause rhythm, electrical disturbances in the heart, or low blood pressure. And if you use it long enough, you'll get an infection in the heart that will be deadly.
It must be they're trying to determine whether he intentionally killed himself or accidentally killed himself.
Yeah. Accidentally stuck a needle in his arm.
Right. No, whether he knew he was going to give himself too much and kill himself, or whether he was just trying to...
How are you
going to
figure out the mindset of a guy who's dead?
Yeah, like that. He's a professional drug addict. He knows. So if he gives himself such a dose that was bound to kill him, that he would know it was suicide.
Well, one of the problems with becoming addicted to heroin, which is so easy when you do it IV, is that you develop tolerance. It takes more and more to get that effect. And it could have been either that he was trying to, or he had been using it for so long that he just overdosed and then killed him. So there is a dilemma here of figuring
out. This is the Taliban's revenge on America. People are saying, wow, so many people are using heroin. It's so much less expensive. Because the Taliban, which is responsible for cultivating, growing, and supplying and distributing opium all over the world, has decided that they want to aim this at the countries that have been in there messing Afghanistan up. Number one on that list is America. Why do you think there's so much heroin on the street? You don't even figure it out. I mean, most people haven't figured it out because they don't even know where heroin comes from. This is their way of getting back at us, and they're doing a very effective job of it. Meanwhile, there's another item. We've been talking about sugar, various types of sugar, aspartame, the saccharin, the things that are around now, and a study suggests that this is more
a culprit than has ever been thought before, Ken.
Exactly. Science. Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine study out this week that eating too much sugar appears to increase the risk of fatal heart problems. And we're talking about the amount of sugar that's in just 2 12-ounce cans of soda. So how does sugar contribute to this deadly heart problem? It can increase your blood pressure and levels of unhealthy cholesterol and triglycerides. And also sugar may increase signs of inflammation linked with the heart and cause all that havoc.
All right, we've had a lot of negative here. Let's turn it around and come up with a positive story about low-fat yogurt. Good news there.
Absolutely. Diabetologia this week, that people looking to avoid type 2 diabetes, that's the one that commonly occurs as you get older, and with obesity, you might want to increase the amount of yogurt that you consume. Eating yogurt could reduce the risk of developing diabetes by a whopping 28% compared to not eating any yogurt. Additionally, this is important for you, Doug. Eating some other fermented dairy products such as low-fat cheese could cut the risk by up to 24%.
All right. There's that. A lot of good news around. It just happens that people pay more attention to the negative stuff than the positive stuff. So good news. Thank you, Ken, for that. Ken now has some good news about how to stall off. Those of you who are getting up and going to the bathroom every night 3 or 4 times, here's the good news on that from Ken.
Forget the nearest bathroom and waking up at night and say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved. Join the PT9 Revolution and experience this incredible all-natural prostate health formula that is bringing relief to thousands of aging men every single day. Listen to one of our listeners, Larry from Maine, who is already building up the supply of PT9. He states that I'm on my second order now. My flow is improved and urgency decreased. He's sleeping through the night just as ever, and essentially uninterrupted. His energy level and his libido have also improved. PT9, with all its benefits, healthy prostate, normal flow, and healthy testosterone levels, is a product you'll never want to forget.
800-811-3790 to stop the problems and sleep through the night. 800-811-3790. The product's called PT9. Feed your prostate. Keep it healthy. 800-811-3790. Mention Dr. Ken. They'll send you a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus as well. 800-811-3790.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.